The cheese and spinach sausage rolls making a rally. It was 13% in the quiz, in the poll. It's now 20%, so we're rampaging back to parity in the cheese and spinach re standard sausage roll poll.
Way to go.
There's a good tweet breakfast. On this, actually. Breakfast. A very good tweet that had come through questioning the whole thing. Because a cheese and spinach sausage roll, or whatever you want to call it, it's not even a sausage roll. It's a savoury pastry.
Mate, it's in the sausage roll warmer, so it's a sausage roll.
It's in the shape of a sausage roll.
Thank you, Adam. So whoever that was...
No, that was Roger.
Roger.
I agree with Roger.
You can't agree with Roger, because it's in the warmer with the sausage roll. They're brothers. All right? That's how it works.
They're second cousins at best.
No, they're absolute brothers. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, I'm sure, has sampled both, and he's with us on the Friday form again. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel. Happy to partake in either, really.
Yeah, there you go. I reckon you're a cheese and spinach man, really. 51% cheese and spinach.
No, but happy that if they're sold out of the sausage rolls, I'll go with cheese and spinach.
Right. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. Well done too, Dino. Last week, Rammer put pressure on you to come up with a roughie, and at $11, you got it home first up. Well done.
Thank you, Daniel. It was very good to see Thundercloud fight back and win. It was a marvellous result.
I should have seen Rammer's message on the group text machine. Oh, man. What's he up and about?
Yeah, I butted into Daniel's team meeting with the girls.
Yes. Oh, I gathered it was close to game time because I didn't get a message after it won, Daniel, so you were excused. So
I was focused, Daniel.
Yeah,
focused.
I can tell.
Nick Quinn's with us from the Tab. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Sounds like Dino still hasn't given his number to Rammer, so he can't get on to him directly. So you're the link man between the pair.
Well, it's going to stay that way a while.
This is something that's got to be kept secret for my sanity, please.
You know, when Rammer coming at you thick and fast on a Saturday morning, Dino, you don't need that in your life.
I have a few ex-footballers that try that on a Saturday morning, I must say. Don't need any more. No, morning plough, by the way.
Hall of Famer Terry these days, that's what
yes,
we call him.
Hall of Famer.
Good stuff. Right, let's have a bit of a look at Blue Diamond Day tomorrow. For the first timers listening in RSN land, what we do is have a bit of a look at the quaddie leagues for the Saturday meeting in Melbourne. Tomorrow, of course, is Caulfield Blue Diamond Day, which is a fantastic day of racing. Group 1s left, right and centre. And the first leg of the quaddie team is the Group 1 Futurity Stakes, the Yulong Futurity Stakes this year over the 1,400 metres. We've got a 12 going around, and that All-Star Mile bound Elise is favourites for James Cummings, Dino, at $2.30 at tab.com.au.
She deserves to be too, Daniel. She's in marvellous form. She had that mishap in the spring where she had a bleeding attack and didn't race through the spring, but... We've seen her back over the summer with two really good wins, and I just think the timing's right for her to come to this race and probably win again. She's going to be in the back half of the field, so she's going to need a little bit of luck. And last start, of course, we saw Manuel lead and get away with a cheap lead and win the Oar. I don't know if that'll be the case here with, I think, Le Romain from out wide, and I'd be expecting a lot more positive ride from a good draw on Redkirk Warrior. So I think there'll be a bit more pressure, which will suit Elise. I'll be taking 3 in the quaddy. The other one's Lander Plenty. He's now with the Snowden Yard. He ran well in the Oar Stakes. I think he'll turn the tables on Manuel from that. And as I mentioned, I think Redkirk Warrior is the value chance in the race. Two runs this time in, he's drawn wide. They haven't really pushed him forward, trying to get him up over a longer trip. But tomorrow, Barrier 3, I think they won't be giving up that advantage, box seat, and he'll run very well. So they're the three I'll be putting in the quaddie, 11, 7 and 4.
Is Elise a betting stifler, Quinny?
Yeah, dominates the market at $2.30. Redkirk Warrior, a $12 chance. She's been brilliant in both wins this campaign, Elise Dino. Is the fact that the race is at Caulfield any concern? She's had one start there in the 1,000 guineas and she didn't look to handle it very well on that occasion.
Oh, it wasn't so much that. She was at the end of her preparation. She put in a massive peak, and for those that remember on the Breakfast Club, we all sold into Aloysia and
yes.
beat her that day. So one of our favourites. But Elise can be one of our favourites tomorrow because I don't think it was Caulfield. I think it was more the end of prep.
What about the defending champion, Brave Smash?
Gets the blinkers back on. Probably goes down to the rail, follows nearly Manuel through, and he'll run well. For a really good horse, he just doesn't win a lot, but he's there somewhere, I think, more as a place chance.
Hartnell was only fair first up from a spell. He's got a good second up record. Can he improve here?
It's a different preparation for him because he usually kicks off in these 1400s at Caulfield. So he's had a run before that. So whether it'll be as sharp, but he's sort of in the mix. Probably horses even like Material Man has got a place chance as well. But I think for the quaddie focus, I think we need just three runners.
maybe for a trifecta or first four. What about number five, Malaguera, who did trial very nicely and at $51?
Geez, he's going to go wide in this trifecta by the looks of it. We're going big.
Elise's going to win. I just need to work out second, third and fourth.
Right. He went okay. And, when he made a bit of a name for himself, it was at 1,400. So he'll get a good run. But, I'm more focused on the quali here at this stage, Nicholas.
Right. So Dino said very, very clearly he's only going to take three and... Quinny kept coming.
Two of them are Georges, by the way. I just added one.
That is true. And Quinny just kept coming with four, five, and six. So if you could squeeze three more into
just
the three.
Just questions.
We like your insight, Nicholas. It's good stuff. So 11, 7, and 3 in the first league tomorrow, the Futurity, to kick off the Quinny Leagues at Caulfield. The second leg is the feature event of the card, the Blue Diamond Stakes over the 1,200 metres, $1.5 million for the two-year-olds. Up for grabs. We've got a full field of 14 going around Dino, and Liar and Loving Gaby. The favourites, but was there a vet inspection yesterday for Loving Gabby?
Yeah, I think it's a bit ongoing too, but I think I'm not sure at this stage where that sits, but yeah, there was an inspection of her.
Does that concern you leading into this?
A little bit of deja vu. Kiramar had Jukebox in a similar scenario 2 years ago, and he was ultimately scratched. So I hope Loving Gabby gets to the post tomorrow. She's got a very good chance. I'm tipping the fillies to dominate. I think the best of the colts is probably Hawker Hurricane, but I like one at really good odds here. This might be Rammer's Ruffy for the week, and that is Andrassy Avenue. I think her win last week at Moonee Valley was just an absolute perfect pipe opener for this week. She didn't have a lot of luck in the Blue Diamond preview, and she's come up with a good barrier draw, which she hasn't had at either run this time in. So I would expect Luke Nolan would take advantage of that. And at good odds, I think she's got a great winning chance. I'll be giving good chances, though, to the fillies Liar, who I just think until now has virtually gone under the radar, and the market's caught up with her now for this race, and she's drawn to get a beautiful run. A theory I thought maybe was ridden a little bit close to the speed last start, and I think she can improve, and Loving Gabby's certainly a good chance. And as I said, if I was putting one of the colts in, it'd be Hawker Hurricane. I think with the blinkers on and 1,200 metres, he'll run very well. But I'm tipping the fillies and Dressy Avenue on top.
Wow, I like this. What about the old PPO, Quinny, the old perfect pipe opener?
It's a rarity. It doesn't happen often.
Well, there's going to be one man, a friend of ours, in the fetal position right now.
Who's that?
Trent Tinderlangscale knocked back a share in this horse.
Oh, did he?
And he has been grimacing every time its name has popped up in the media throughout the course of the week. The only bright spot for him is he's got his eye on a young lass in the office who did take a share in the horse, so that might be some positive, but oh, dear me.
Jeez, you're a giver.
Oh, he's going to be flat, though, to hear that it's your special, Dino, because we know how much he loves you and loves working with you on a Saturday, so it'll be fascinating to see his poker face with the late mail before the race tomorrow.
Yes, I'm glad you've given me the heads up there.
So what's the movements in the market, Quinny, on this one?
Andrassy Avenue has been 21 into 18. Liar's a 550 favourite. Loving Gabby has been a drifter. It was as short as $4 on Tuesday afternoon, out to 6. If you do like Loving Gabby, I'd advise you to keep your powder dry because I think the drift will continue. A theory on the next line of betting there at 750. I'm Immortal at 950. Catch Me, who was the one-time favourite at $10. And Trent has just texted through as well saying, yes, I heard that. And the shocked emoji. So how do you, what should he do, Dino? Should he go and have 100 on? Because at least then he's going to get $2,000 back if it does salute.
I think he's got to do something.
Yeah,
you have to. Yeah.
Make sure he does that tomorrow, Dino.
I'll get onto that.
Because he's a bit hesitant to part with the hard-earned sometimes. So at least if he has 100 on and the horse does win, it'll be some consolation.
He needs to do that. So if I'm not mistaken, Dino, 14, 7, 11, 10, maybe 2?
Yep. Yeah, they're the five for me, half.
They're the numbers for the Blue Diamond Stakes tomorrow, second leg of the quaddie. Loving Gabby and Shotmaker have been told will be inspected again before 9:30 a.m. this morning. So there you go. We'll get updates on Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate on RSN 927. We are two legs down of the Blue Diamond Day quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield. We've got two to go. We've got the Formula Bet still to come, which has been a raging success, and the Ruffy, which we might have already led into, but we'll just get confirmation of that after the break on The Breakfast Club.
Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24 past 7, Scotty Gallen not too far away. Easton Wood and Luke Parker getting involved in AFLX tonight. And we are halfway through the quaddie for tomorrow's racing at Caulfield, Blue Diamond Stakes Day, the Friday form, we call it, with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn. And we've got two legs down, two legs to go. And the third leg, gentlemen, is the Oakley Plate, another Group 1 feature event on the card over the 1,100 metres for the sprinters, and a big field going around too. We've got the 18 in there with Scholes coming out. Crown Witness will come in at big odds, Dino. But Nature Strip is all the talk at the moment for Chris Waller. Damien Lane in the saddle, a big win first up. Can we go again second up?
He can win. This is the most remarkable Oakley Plate market I've ever seen, because it's always such an open race, and it's him and then the rest are just nearly double figures, as we'll talk about in a minute. But he can win. He's got to begin well from that draw and really establish, you know, really assert his authority on the race, because that's his strength. And the last bit of the race, he's got to hang on a little bit. I think Eduardo's a great each way bet here, number 10. He's a really good horse, as he proved in the spring. He won a couple of restricted races over winter, and then he went straight to open grade, then he went to Group 2, and then he won a Group 2. Like, he was really, you know, parachuted into the big league. His trial recently, you just don't see horses trial any better than he did at Cranbourne. And I think, forget the wide draw, he's very quick early. He'll be across and into a spot very quickly. I think he's a great winning chance, and he's the value to beat Nature Strip. But it is an Oakley Plate. Even though it's a short market, I'll be putting a lot more than that in. I think chances to 18 charge, I think, with 50 kilos on his back, fitter for one run in. He was brilliant winning on Cox Plate Day. I think he can measure up. 9 Booker ran very well in this race last year, and I think she trialled better leading into this than she did last year. And then even little chances to the likes of Sprite, who ran at Weight for Age in the spring and ran well, and 17 Encryption with a lightweight. But 10 and 3 are my principal numbers, but then I'll be going a lot wider with 18, 9, 6 and 17.
So you're tipping Eduardo, currently a $9 chance, has been specced in from 11. Can you just elaborate on what you mean by forget the gate? Because it will put a lot of people off. It's obviously affected the market quite significantly.
Well, fast horses at Caulfield, from that sort of gate, they've got 500-600 metres to work across. He's terrific out of the gates, and he's a high-pressure horse. So he will take, you know, when you look at the speed map of where he's drawn, the horses directly inside him are Bonds Away, who likes to take a sit. Kimono will get back. Vane Stream will get back. Booker will get back. Sensei will get back. Fell Swoop's the first speed horse to his inside. So whilst he's in 20, Fell Swoop's in 13. So he can take 6 straight out of the equation. And then inside Fell Swoop, there's probably 5 or 6 back markers as well. So you can take nearly half the field out straight away that won't be in his way early. So he'll get across to be, you know, third, fourth at the worst.
Rightio, there you go, a bit of feedback there. So 10 and 3 from 18, 9, 6, 17, if you want to go a bit wider there, in the Oakley Plate, the third leg of the quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield, which means we've only got one more to go, the Peter Young Stakes, the Group 2 Weight for Age event over the 1,800 metres. There are 11 in the field, and, well, Villiers for James Cummings is going beautifully at the moment. I imagine going to be tough to beat, Dino.
Very tough to beat, Daniel. He was outstanding first up. It was a great ride by Kieran McAvoy. Admittedly, he cut through the field and won well, and the horse will probably be a bit better for that run. He's got barrier one to contend with. That will be the issue a little bit, but I mentioned that back in the spring when he won the Bart Cummings and he was able to edge off the rail and win. He's just going to have to do it again here in probably a more compact field. That's, I think, the biggest challenge for Hugh Bowman. I think he can comfortably say he's riding the best horse, and we already know he's in form. The horse that was unlucky in the Ore Stakes was D'Argento. He looked to be travelling pretty well and never got a crack at them at any stage. I would expect 1,800's about his optimum distance. I don't know if he runs a really strong 2,000, even though he has one at it, but I think 1,800 second up is ideal for him, and I'll be putting him in. And the other one I'll be putting in is the Taj Mahal, because I just think he's a good weight for age horse. He can get up on the speed, and he can find form early in a preparation. But very happy to be with Avilius ahead of D'Argento and Taj Mahal, 8, 6 and 7.
The Taj Mahal, a $15 chance, so some spice there for the last leg of the quaddie, but it's all about Avilius, one of the best backed runners on the program, has been a big firmer for the Australian Cup as well. Dino suggested we take the $8, now a $3.50 favourite.
Rightio, so 8, 6 and 7 in the last leg of the quaddie. That is the quaddie legs, had a bit of a preview there. Of course, narrow the focus tomorrow morning on RSN 927 with Dino and the crew, but gives you a bit of a heads up for your plans for tomorrow. Let's have a look at Dino's formula bet today, because Three in a row. We had a winner last week. Didn't quite get the second one up, so we got a return and a profit again last week on Dino's Formula Bet. Dino, who are we playing for today, and what do you got for us?
Terence Gow of Cobram is the contestant today, Daniel. And for Terence, a $40 win bet on race one, number two, Secunderabad. Race nine, number eight, Avilius, and $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race one, number two, race nine, number eight. That's for Terence Gow of Cobram.
Quinny?
Have you ever seen a man write quicker than Rammer?
Nah.
When Dino, it's quite incredible, isn't it?
He's got a lamp just sort of illuminating his sheet.
Shorthand.
Well, fool's cap look, type situation.
No, we love it.
When the best talk, you listen.
No, we love
Simple
it.
Simple as that.
We love it.
Makes perfect sense to me, Rammer.
Never seen him so focused.
Google box it next week or something. Is that what it's called? Goggle box? What? The TV show where you watch.
Oh, right. Yes.
You don't go broke backing winners.
So I'm very impressed. That double, very impressive as well. 562, 250 by 225. Start and end the day with winners. What more can you ask for?
Can't go broke, make a profit. Spot on, Rammer. One and two in from, into nine and eight for Dino's Formula Bet tomorrow.
Of course, Rammer's Ruffy is, of course, on Dressy Avenue in the Blue Diamond.
Oh,
just
poor
to keep.
Trent.
And just on the market there, is it again for Andressi Avenue, Quinny, $18, was it?
Yeah, 21 into 17. So
21 into 17.
Might wait till midday to back it when the happy hour goes up from the tab prices and they get pushed out as well. So we might get a little spoil there.
Hey. He says a bit more than the 1.05 multiplier. Yes. What is going on here?
Happy hour. Use the happy hour is not the word. I'm going to get a clip for forgetting what the word is, but the important thing is the odds gets boosted.
What time? Hang on.
Early bird special. That's it. Early bird special from midday.
Give us some right
until
from midday.
Is this 1 hour?
All be revealed.
Until 12:05.
When I'm back at 9 o'clock with the information. Stay tuned.
Right, and make sure you listen to RSN 927 for more value from the tab for Blue Diamond Racing Day tomorrow. Dino, great stuff from you. Look forward to hearing more from you through the day and through tomorrow as well. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Terrific. Thank you, guys.
Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us every week on the Friday Form. Quinny, I noticed, as we let Dino go, that you have selected Brooklyn Hustle for the Blue Diamond Stakes, and Brooklyn Hustle didn't make the top five for
you.
Dino.
That's a bit of a setback, but I do like Brooklyn Hustle at around the $10 quote, and I think she'll run an excellent race and is the one to beat, but I love Avilius in the last. That's the little plan of attack. Be winning all day and put the winnings on Avilius and go home very happy from Caulfield. One of the great days of racing anywhere across the world.
So our caffeine investment is Avilius?
I think so.
Righto. Take the easy one again. That's fine.
Probably midday to 6 p.m. with the special odds today.
Midday to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. For Blue Diamond Day.
The problem with Quinny is we only see him once a month. So it's hard to get the hot beverages.
I'm back.
You're privileged today.
Back this morning.
I'm back.
He's been locked down for a couple
of months.
You know, Trent sings. Trent brings in copious amounts of beverages.
And the big one, the large one.
Buckets of
Yet when he's around us in the office, he wouldn't shout if he was bitten by a shark. And he comes in here and he brings treats
What's your point of difference?
I don't really have one. I don't even know why I'm here sometimes.
It's his hair. It's his beautiful hair.
And he's had a rinse too.
Yeah, guilty.
I know why Trent doesn't shout, because you hook into him about his office romances.
Oh, yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned more on that through the weeks. 28 to 8, we'll get to a break. Scotty Gullen will join us after this. Thank you, Quinny.
Thank you, Daniel.